Good evening, everyone. This is the Sparks team call for Monday, September 9th, 2013. Appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. Tonight's call is somewhat of an extension from last week's call. We were talking about getting over the hump and in your business and so forth. But tonight we're going to talk about something a little bit different, but sort of what the same thing is. We're going to talk about changing your short-term lifestyle so that later on you can have long-term freedom in your AMSOIL business. And I'm going to talk about a little couple stories that I have personal, and we're going to bring on maybe someone else to give their story as well. But first off, I'm really excited about a brand new old product that has just been released from AMSOIL. If you haven't been on AMSOIL.com in the dealer zone, the AMSOIL Injector 2-Cycle Oil is now available, a product called AIO. And you ask, how is this an old product? Well, you see, way back in the day, AMSOIL only had two-cycle products. One was the 100-to-1 premix, and the other one was called two-cycle injector oil, and it was for a 50-to-1 premix or used as injector. These were your only choices until maybe about 1996 or so when they came out with the Dominator Racing and then the Interceptor Saber Outboard, and then they actually changed the AMSOIL injector oil over to HPI, which is the high-performance injector oil, which then became HP Marine. And so now they added this product, and I don't think it's the same product as way back in the day. It's a brand-new product is what they're saying, but it is the same product code, AMSOIL injector oil. And the good news is this is one of the least expensive fully synthetic two-cycle oils on the market, and it covers a variety of applications. Or will work well when a customer has several applications but only wants to use one product. I believe you could probably use this in some small lawn care equipment as well where someone's unwilling to use the Saber 100. They say, well, they have to mix it 50 to 1. This is all they can do. This would be a good product to mix it 50 to 1 because, that's what it's designed for. It's 100 to 1. If you mix it at 50 to 1, you're going to get some smoke. From the AMSOIL website, it says new AMSOIL synthetic two-stroke injector oil AIO offers reliable wear protection, engine cleanliness, cold temperature performance for two-cycle snowmobiling engines, outboard motors, and other recreational equipment requiring NMMATC-W3 and APITC two-stroke oil. Provides quality and affordability for cost-conscious enthusiasts who want the benefits of synthetic two-stroke oil and the convenience of one oil for all seasons. There is also a product, One Voice, that's available for download in the dealer zone on this product. So you can go there and read that and get some more insights on the AMSOIL injector oil. So if you're get yourself on board, get you some of those. It is only available in quarts and gallons. Of course, you can get it in, I think, 16-gallon kegs and 55-gallon drums. They don't have any of the smaller selection bottles for it at this time, like they do with the with the Saber product. So, let's talk about today. Thinking about changing your current mindset so that later on you can have more freedom in your life and more freedom to do the things you really want to do in life. You see most people go and work at a job and then they give you the thank God it's Friday and oh gosh it's Monday and they try to get over the hump and on Wednesday just so they can get back to Friday, and they just keep doing this over and over again. What if there was a better way? What if there was a time when you can say, well, thank God it's whatever day I wake up is the best day there is out there. I tell myself, thank God it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever day, because I've been able to create a lifestyle that gives me time freedom to be able to do the things I really am passionate about doing, which is working with my AMSOIL business and, of course, spending time with my family and doing all these things, dealer training and so forth. I really enjoy that. And thinking back, what I want to talk about is like 3 or 4 years into my AMSOIL business, so I went through sort of a life crisis. Getting a divorce can make you go through changes normally that I don't wish upon anyone. And while I had been working prior to that, my spouse at the time was the main breadwinner for our family, meaning she brought home most of the money while I was working on the Amsoil business. And so I didn't really have my own career that I was working in conjunction with my Amsoil business. I was working somewhat part-time with the National Guard, and then before that, I actually had a full-time job. We lived in Virginia Beach, and then moved here to Tennessee, and so forth, went through this divorce. Well, during this divorce, I was on my own and had to figure out a way to provide for myself, and I could have just put Amsoil in the back burner at that time and went out and concentrated on a full-time job and worked myself to oblivion, I guess, to keep the lifestyle that I was accustomed to. But what I decided to do is that I wanted to make sure that in the next 3 to 5 years after that, that I was able to be free from any type of job that I had to do. And so what I did then is I downsized. I sold a vehicle. It was an F-150, four-wheel drive, full-size truck, and I bought a Nissan Frontier, which got me from the F-150 averaged about 16 miles per gallon to 25 miles per gallon in Nissan Frontier. Nissan, it had air conditioning and it had a radio. That was it. It had 5-speed, no automatic. It had roll-down windows like the old days, you know, just a basic truck. And I learned to live small because I wanted to be able to work a part-time job while my Amsoil business, which would allow me to have more time to work on the Amsoil business and get that going even faster. This was about 2005. I was lucky enough to have a part-time gig in the National Guard, which I still do just every once in a while now, that I was doing a little bit more frequently then to bring in some more income while the Amsoil business was still growing. And the next 3 to 5 years between 2005 and, say, 2010 is when I really started pouring on the coals with Amsoil. I gave up some of them short-term luxuries, which allowed me to get to full-time in Amsoil a lot faster. And so I wanted to bring that up tonight that, you know, we can, you know, have the cable bill and have the new car payment and have the big house payment and the boat payment and all these payments that are going out. It's just keeping you strapped down for a longer period of time. Really, how important is it to see who wins American Idol or even who wins the football game, and what is that doing for your future? You don't even get, and don't even get me started on the news. How many people are glued to Fox and CNN, like especially with this new thing going on in Syria? And I'm not saying that's not important, you know. But yelling at the TV and getting all this negativity on a daily basis is not good for your stress level, not good for your health. Yelling at the idiots on TV only wears your voice down, and it helps them make more money through the advertisers and everything. So forget about them, you know. You should be able to keep abreast of the major happenings in the world with Yahoo News or going online and just reading what's going on, but not taking such an active role on that TV, because you can get glued to that and you can waste 3 or 4 hours of your day just watching that thing, and which could be 3 or 4 hours you spend on your long-term plan of building your Amsoil business. And yet you still want to be involved in your civic duties, which means, you know, voting and being abreast of the news. But that daily activity is just, it's hard on your body. It's hard on your mental capacity. It takes away. It doesn't add to the positives in your life. And it definitely is something you really should think if, you know, we really don't need to be on cable TV. You know, I just... since about 2010, we actually gave up on paid cable and only have the $7 subscription to Netflix. So if we feel like we want to unwind or watch a little TV show or whatever, we don't sit there for hours or anything, but we do watch one occasionally. And a couple other things, our cars are paid for, and monthly expenses that we have are kept at a minimum. This has allowed Alicia, who was working when we first got married, she's able to quit her full-time job. She was traveling Monday through Friday, in on airplane, flying to Chicago. She did that for 4 years. We were able to say, well, you know, you can give this up. Well, the only way to do that is to reduce our expenses. You know, we live in a modest house. Our house is actually small, if you want to know the truth. We both think how small it is, but it's allowing us to spend our time and our money on other investments, like our business, and then later on, someday, we'll have a house bigger and nicer and what it is we exactly want while having the time freedom to do the things we want to do. That's what we're all about. You know, being out of debt reducing expenses has several advantages. You think about, especially if you have a spouse, they say the number one cause of divorce is money. So if you don't have a lot of bills, you don't have a lot of reason to have fights and stress and so forth. And listening to Dave Ramsey, if you ever have listened to him, talks about one of my favorite sayings is live life today like no one else, and later on you can live life like no one else. Meaning you take some small sacrifices now. I don't think we really sacrifice that much, but take some small sacrifices right now so that later on there's nobody else. That, you know, people are going to be at the retirement years and they have to still work and work. They have to work at a job that they can't stand. They have to work with people that they can't stand. They have to worry about money and all these things. And I don't want to be there. And you don't have to be there either. Just got to start somewhere. And this is, you know, a good place to start. So it's just something to think about and so forth. One call on Brian Frambach, and I were having this sort of conversation, I guess not too long ago, just the other day it was, and I said, well, I think it's what I was going to be, my call was going to be about. And so I asked Brian if he'd speak up. We had he had some good news he was sharing with me, and just some ideas he had, positive things about having more time freedom. Brian, are you there?
I sure am.
Hey, Brian, I appreciate you getting on.
No problem.
Yeah, we've had several conversations over the past, but, you know, what do you think about having more time freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to do the things you don't want to do? What do you think about that?
Well, I got to say, and you know this, so for you this is just a recap, but there has been a tremendous shift just with me and since I started Amsoil, since I got laid off for, the fourth or fifth time, whatever we're up to at this point, and started Amsoil, started working yet harder, I just realized, you know, having that car payment, those car payments, plural, and having all my toys, basically all I was doing was enslaving myself. You know, for folks that are listening, I just want to point out, this isn't something that I wouldn't expect you to be able to do this overnight. I'm not saying tomorrow morning I want to see both your cars on Craigslist. I'm not saying that. But if you just start thinking about it, and I mean really think about it, keep your eye peeled for a good, inexpensive car. That's what we did. I'm mechanically inclined, thankfully. I bought a broken Volkswagen Beetle and repaired it, and that has been serving us very well. And our other car is paid off this month, as a matter of fact. It'll be done. And then the other one, the biggest payment we had, I just sold it. I didn't need that. And by having that, I don't even remember how much the payment was, but I'm going to say $380. I don't really remember, but it's around there. By having that payment, I was forced to deal with things that I just normally wouldn't want to deal with at work. I mean, when layoffs were coming around, I really kind of got all nervous and wished I could hide. I sure don't want to be on the layoff list on unemployment trying to pay for my stuff. So working Amsoil and, you know, thereby being laid off and working with Amsoil, I was forced to get light. I was forced to reduce my outgoing expenses or else I wasn't going to be able to make it. But because of that, it's like, wow, since I was forced into that situation, I really kind of look back and go, that was probably one of the best things that has happened to me, because I will not make that same mistake or those same mistakes again. It's just the only debt I have at this moment is one signature loan in our house. That is all I have. So it's definitely freedom. I mean, that's just the easiest way to say it. It is freedom right now that I have so little outgoing bills that I can pretty much do what I want to do. For those that don't know, I have returned back to work. I did go back to my former employer. They had been calling and asking me to come back, and I did go back. Just I was kind of afraid they would stop calling me, so I went back to see how long this lasts. But the good thing is I just don't care anymore. If they do something that I don't really like or agree with, I don't have to be there any longer. Last week they wanted us to work 10 hours to make up for Labor Day. They wanted us to work 10-hour days. I just politely declined, and at 3:30, I left. My day was done every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I left after 8 hours. So having that freedom, I mean, I'm not saying I'm just a bonehead to work with, but I just don't have to play those games anymore. I don't have to do any of that. I choose to go to work now. So anyway, that's kind of my story. Is that, you know, we had big car payments and that other kind of stuff, and it is way better to just be driving my paid-for cars. And you kind of alluded to it but didn't really elaborate earlier about the stress levels. My stress levels are absolutely gone. I mean, it is fantastic. There was a meltdown today at work, and I just sit over there and just giggle. I really don't care. I don't care. You just broke probably an $8,000 piece of equipment, and I just don't care.
And that's you know, like you said, that's a great feeling when you know, you're going back to work because you want to, and you want to still you know, maybe make a little bit extra income and whatnot. I still do that now. I did 2 military funerals last week. Do I have to do them? No, but you know, what's a couple hundred bucks? It you know, it helps out, and I hesitate to say no because then they'll quit calling me all the way, and I enjoy doing them every once in a while. Do I want to do them every day? No, but I still do them. Back in the day when I first got divorced, I had to do them in order to bridge that gap between what AMSOIL was making, and now that has far surpassed that. But that great news you told me about the last car payment, congratulations on that. I think we talked the other day. You said that this will be the last one that you're ever going to have is your hope, that the next one just be paid for in cash when you want to go get it, and if it's if the cash is a $50,000 AMSOIL check, you're going to use that to buy it, right?
Yeah, I got to say, for the other callers that don't talk to me as regular as you do, I do have a big weakness for cars. I just love cars, old, new, I just love them. But when I see those now, I just say, good gracious, if I did that, and then they ask me to work Saturday, but I don't want to, I'd be nervous to say no because I don't want to get in trouble. So anyway, what I'm getting at is, yeah, I hope to not have another car payment ever again. I mean, between my wheeling and dealing and everything else, I just don't see it happening. I'm not going to say it won't, because just sure as I say that, something will come along. But I do have the benefit right now that there's just not a new car that tickles my fancy. That makes it a whole lot easier to say no when there's nothing out there that I want.
Well, there's a lot out there that I want. I just know I can't afford it because I can't afford to pay cash. So that's my little – I'm looking at Subarus, and I'm looking at I want some kind of, I don't know, the wagon or a van. I would like to have that new Ford van they're coming out with. We hold about 15 people going AMSOIL trips all over the country, you know, or put all my gear in. But I'm sure I don't want to come off the $40,000 or $50,000 price tag they want for it, you know. But I do remember sitting in the back of John Bontempi's van. I think we were on the way to Louisville Truck Show, and you were commenting how great it is to have that freedom, and that you wouldn't you would have never known that prior to starting AMSOIL. Is that correct?
That's true. I mean, in there again, sorry to say it so often, folks, but Michael talks to me more than anybody else on the line does. But I mean, before AMSOIL came along, I had my blinders on and just didn't even know it. I mean, I went to work every day at 7:00. I was happy to be there, and everything was hunky spunky, and I enjoyed my job and all that. But you know, and then I just took the layoffs as part of the job. It's just that kind of goes with the territory. We That's something that we have to endure doing what I do. And so it really wasn't a problem. I just said, okay, that's the way this thing works. But then after, like I said, the fourth or whatever it is now, and then with AMSOIL, the freedom, it's way, way better. And that's just what I'm trying to stress to folks. I mean, don't sell your house. And I'm not like Dave Ramsey and going to just say absurd things, but just put it in the back of your mind. When you're thinking about that new PlayStation 4 that comes out, just go, man, that's a shackle. If I can't pay for that right now and it not hurt my ability to pay my cell phone bill or whatever, then I don't need to get it. And you just wait. And it's really not that hard. It's kind of one of those things. I mean, I don't drink soft drinks. I don't drink any bad for me stuff. And so, you know, maybe at first, I don't remember, it's been a long time, maybe at first it's a little hard to say no to that Mountain Dew at the party that was free. But now, if you offered me a free Mountain Dew, I would not take it. I don't even remember the last time I had it. Well, my point is, I'm just trying to draw a comparison, is that once you say no to, you know what, the washer and dryer are still working, we don't need that new Samsung direct drive. Once you say no a couple times, it just kind of, it becomes easier. And it's not as hard as you think. It really, really isn't. And the freedom that goes with that ability to say no, that's priceless.
Well, appreciate all those great words of encouragement and freedom. Real quick here, I wanted to move on to our AMSOIL businesses and how some of these ideas transfer over to that. You know, concerning your business, it's always good to take a look at what you're doing, where you're focused. I recently looked at a couple projects that I'd decided were not working out, and I cut those expenses, which will free up either capital or time that I had to spend to work on those and allow me to concentrate on other more productive things. For anybody that had used the Tim Sales Brilliant Compensation thing, that is no longer a valid service. I got rid of that. $30 a month is gone. I hope some people had the chance to watch it and whatnot, but for me, I was not getting the leads that I was hoping to get out of it. Wasn't being able to use it out. I tried to get, you know, use it for people that wanted to start their own business, and it just didn't work. And so we cut that one recently. We downgraded one of our email lists, saving $10 a month. Had put up a list of they were actually all of my AMSOIL customers, so that dumped up to the next level up. And in the last year, I think I sent out one email on that. Well, why am I paying $10 a month extra that I've only sent out one email? We'll revisit that. I don't really know if all of my customers want to read my emails. And I had just put them in there without opting in, and some of them had opted out, so I'm revisiting that. So always look at your AMSOIL business, what kind of expenses you're spending on, expenditures, your cell phone bill, is that appropriate, you know, different things, your internet, your website space, all these different things that you have out there. We have two or three other services that we're looking at now that are not effective in promoting our business. You know, you pay $20 a month for this, 30, pretty soon you're spending $150 a month, so. This here will free up the capital to go do other things that may be more worthwhile. Take a look at shows, and if you've done shows and those aren't working, don't keep doing those shows. Find different ones or do something different. You know, that being said, don't do something once and say, well, it doesn't work. I recently had a voicemail from a brand new dealer. Found me on the internet. He said that he had looked around at several other dealers' websites and found that he wanted to sign up under me because I seemed to have more going on than most dealers. Now, I've been on the internet since about 2000. I've never had somebody say that I found you because you have more going on than somebody else. So if I would have said, well, the internet doesn't work back in 2001 and gotten off the internet, we all know that probably wouldn't happen. But some of the activities I've been doing, like this call, sometimes there's not a lot of people on it. Should I keep doing it? I think a lot of people get great stuff from it, and I think it's out there for everybody to benefit from. So
don't you dare discontinue.
What's that?
Don't you dare discontinue.
don't I dare discontinue. Well, I have no plans on it. I enjoy doing it, and I think they keep getting better and better. And I know that it's good for you guys to help you in your dealer training and all that other stuff. So, you know, go out there, find some things to do, find what you're doing that you're not effective at, reduce those down, and, you know, just always be evaluating what's going on. And with that, I hope everybody has a good week. Don't forget about our special call on September 23rd with Richard Brook. This guy has had like 30, 40, 100,000 people in his downline. He's built humongous network marketing businesses, has a wonderful book that I think is a great tool for anybody in their business that wants to help sponsor new dealers. So mark your calendars, have your dealers really promote this thing up. It's September 23rd, which is a Monday, 2 weeks from today. So get on there, and it's going to be a great call with Richard Brook. So with that, I hope everybody has a good night, and happy selling Anzoil. Good night.
Good night.